Chapter 5. A Sunny Morning. The next day, I saw Holly on the stairs.
"You,"
she said, running past me.
"You left her on the floor in my cold apartment, and now she's awake with the mean Reds."
I understood that Mag Wildwood was still in Holly's apartment. I was confused because last night she and Holly did not seem like friends. Over the weekend, things became even more confusing. First, a South American man knocked on my door by mistake. He was looking for Mag Wildwood, so I told him to knock at Holly's apartment downstairs. He had brown hair and was wearing a nice suit. He was very handsome. Then, later that night, I saw him again outside the brownstone. He arrived in a taxi and was carrying many suitcases. I stayed confused until the next day. It was Sunday. The sun was strong and my window was open. I could hear voices on the fire escape. It was Holly and Mag. Holly was painting her toenails, and Mag was knitting a sweater. Holly's red cat was sitting between them.
"I think you're lucky that Rusty is North American," Mag said.
"That doesn't mean anything," Holly replied.
"Darling, there is a war on at the moment. And when the war is finished, I am leaving," said Holly.
"I don't feel that way. I love my country," said Mag.
"The men in my family were great soldiers."
"Fred is a soldier," said Holly.
"I don't know if he is a great soldier. I think the more stupid you are, then the braver you are. He's pretty stupid."
"Fred?"
Mag said, confused.
"The boy upstairs? I didn't know that he was a soldier, but he does look stupid."
"He's not stupid. He just looks stupid because he's alone and he doesn't want to be.
Anyway, he's a different Fred. I meant my brother Fred."
"Are you calling your own brother stupid?"
Mag said.
"If he's stupid, then he's stupid," Holly replied.
"You shouldn't say that about your brother. He is fighting for you, for me, and for all of us in the war."
"Okay. Okay," Holly said.
"I like to laugh about things, but I am also a serious person, and I love my country. That's why I am sad about Jose."
Mag stopped knitting for a moment.
"Do you think he's handsome?"
she said.
"I just don't know if I can
marry a Brazilian and then become a Brazilian. I don't know the language, and it's 6,000 miles away. Why don't you learn the language? Holly said. Nobody is going to teach Portuguese in New York City. The only thing I can do is try to make Jose forget about becoming the president of Brazil. Then I can get him to move here.
Mag was silent for a moment. Then she said,
I'm in love. You saw us together. Do you think I'm in love? Does Jose bite?
Holly asked.
Bite? Does he bite you in bed? No. Why? Should he?
Mag thought for a second.
But he does laugh, she said. That's good. I like a man who can laugh in bed,
Holly said, while looking at her toes.
Yes, maybe,
Mag said. She sounded unsure.
Okay, so he doesn't bite, but he laughs. What else does he do?
Mag was quiet.
Did you hear me?
Holly said.
I heard you. It's not that I don't want to tell you, but it's so difficult to remember. I don't think about these things the way you do. They go out of my head like a dream. I'm sure that's normal. It might be normal, darling, but I don't like being normal,
Holly said.
Listen, if you can't remember, why don't you try leaving the lights on? Oh, no, Holly. I can't leave the lights on. Who cares? What is wrong with leaving the lights on? Men are beautiful. Jose is beautiful. I'd say he was getting a cold plate of food. Shh! You are talking too loud,
Mag said.
You can't be in love with him then. Does that answer your question? No, because I'm not a cold person. I'm a warm person, Mag said.
She was starting to sound worried.
Okay, maybe you are a warm person, but if you don't want to look at him, then maybe Jose feels very cold next to you. No, he doesn't. And you are wrong. I am in love with him,
Mag said.
Did you know that it is always warm in Brazil? I don't know why I keep knitting him sweaters. Is there no winter?
Holly said. She sounded tired.
It rains. It is warm, but it rains. Rain and warm weather. Actually, I'd like that,
Holly said, yawning.
Maybe you should go to Brazil and not me,
Mag said.
Yes,
Holly said, lying down.
Maybe I should.